尼亚，其实这个祭坛的建立呢，这个我们祷告城墙的建立。Rania, you can click in the interpretation, and Sister Fan is translating for us. I'll gonna introduce you a little bit. 在这个时段呢，其实当以色列在10月7号打仗的这个时候，我们的心都非常的非常的沉重，我就是一直在求问神哈，哇，主啊，怎么样的来为以色列祷告？我的心其实比较多是在一个低沉伤心破碎的当中。然后我的好朋友 Rania，我们已经认识很多年，他就给我一个信息哈，他说呢Jolin，你要 rally 中国华人来祷告，我们需要你们，我们需要你们。他虽然是很简单的话语，但是在我的里面，我就开始震动，但是我里面又想说，哎呀，我能做到吗？这么多的华人，我们怎么样做呢？我就觉得这件事情就让我没有办法，甚至睡觉也在想，吃饭也在想，就是不知道该怎么样。那我就后来把这件事就跟我们几位的牧者，我们在一起分享，我们来祷告，怎样为以色列祷告。那我的好朋友 Agnes 牧师，我们在一起更多的祷告的时候，他就说我们要不要？觉得这个时候就是我们要建立247的祷告的城墙。主呢就跟我讲到这个尼希米记的第一、第二章，我们正好在读经的时候，就是尼希米记第一、第二章和诗篇133，好，就感觉是合一的，一起来建造。所以我们在这个时候也是非常的宝贵，Rania 在我们当中，那我们就开始建造也请大家更多的有耐心哈，因为我们不是想很快的把这些168的时段247马上的填满，我们的目的是心连心，家连在一起因为我们现在在一起，就像刚刚我们有阿拉伯语的歌唱，有这个Hebrew 的这个歌唱，在一起的时候有个很特别的权柄。特别的恩高哈，神给我们的话语就是团结就是力量，合一带下权柄哈。所以呢，Rania 呢在这一周他特别有感动，他说他想跟我们在一起。我说太好了因为你搅动我们华人祷告，你是有份的。所以我们将来会有更多的从以色列来的家人甚至 Papa Asher 这些的宝贵的家人都会在我们当中。但是今天，请 Rania 来跟我们分享，实在是太合适不过的，因为它里面呢搅动我们要祷告。好，我把时间交给 Rania。Rania，can you share your heart? You even can introduce you even more from your own words. Thank you. We love you. And Pastor Rachel from our prayer center, she's going to translate for you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Joylene. Can you hear me well? Is it clear?
Yes.
听得见我吗？
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Joylene. So good to see your face and everyone else.
Joanne，非常高兴，你也看见所有的人在这里。
And thank you, Rachel, for translating. I am so feel so blessed and honored to be with my Chinese family today.
我非常蒙福也蒙恩，跟中国弟兄姐妹的家庭在一起。
And I want to thank Joylen truly for taking this call so serious and calling you all for this moment.
我非常感谢Joyling，珍惜这个时间，让我可以在这里分享。
I really believe that our Chinese family plays a very strategic and important role when it comes to Israel and the Middle East.
我相信，对于这个中东和以色列这件事情，华人的介入是非常重要的。
How much more when we are talking about such a crisis that we have never experienced or actually faced before?
如何谈论这样的事情，我们从来没有经历过，也没有过，没有面对过的这个事件，现在的危机事件。
So I believe this is very important that we can share hearts here, and I can share with you some of the things the Lord has been showing us here, and how can we partner in prayer.
所以我想这里非常的重要，我们一起分享我们的彼此的心，同时我也向你们来分享我在我的心中所感受到的。
Sorry, yeah. So I would like just for a moment just to bless everyone on the call, just pray for a moment before I begin.
我想在这个时刻开始之前，我想来祝福大家。
So Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, and we just want to say we love you and honor you today, Lord.
父啊，我们真是感谢你，我们的主。我们在这时刻就说我们爱你，我们祝福你。
Thank you for our Chinese family and everyone who jumped on this call, and we are together here in one heart and one spirit, Lord.
谢谢你将华人的弟兄姐妹们，我们放在一起，能够这个时刻站在一起，面对这个世界。
Lord, we thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation that you pouring upon each and every one of us, Lord.
谢谢主，你将启示智慧的灵充满在我们每个人的心中。
Thank you for covering each one of us right now under the canopy of your glory, Lord.
谢谢主啊，你将你的荣耀来遮盖我们每一个人。
Thank you for eyes being enlightened by the power of the Holy Spirit.
谢谢主，你圣灵的大能开启我们的眼睛。
We declare your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们宣告，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So may your will be done and our prayers, Lord, establish your kingdom today on Israel and the Middle East as we unite together.
愿你的旨意成就，愿我们今天的祷告来建立主你自己在我们的当中所要释放的，这是在中东和以色列的。
I bless our Chinese family.
在这里祝福我们华人的每一位家人。
And I, Lord, wanna speak to each one of them and release your blessing and your strength, your love, your joy, your peace, Father God.
愿我们在这里来，我来祝福，来求你来释放，你对每位家人的这个祝福，带着爱，带着能力，带着喜悦，带着权柄和能力。
Thank you, because your peace and your hope anchors our souls today in Jesus' name.
谢谢主，你的平安放在我的当中，使我们的信心在你的里面。
Amen, amen. Thank you. So, I want to begin by sharing a couple of things. First of all of you are actually informed of what's going on.
我先开始跟你们分享一些几件事情，有关就是最近发生的。
As of you know, just for two words, I want to say that we have been basically in a crisis until now, almost a month now, a 29th day of war.
我想你们都知道了，这已经有将近21天的这个战争的里面，我们在这个紧急的危机的里面。
And this is really unprecedented because Israel never have been in such a situation and such a long war for many years.
因为许多年了，以色列从没有进入到这样子的一个长的战争和这样的紧急的这个不可思议的战争里面。
Several people, of course, lost their lives. We talk about thousands this time from the Jews and the Arabs.
所以，无论是在以色列当中，还是阿拉伯人当中，我们失去了上千人的生命。
And all started by the radical Islamic terrorist group called Hamas in the southern part of Israel.
所以我们知道，就是因着这个哈马斯的恐怖分子，他们所引起的在以色列南部所发生的这样子的一个战争。
And it has been very, very painful here. We have been really praying and crying out to the Lord daily in the house of prayer.
所以我们是对我们来说是非常痛心的一件事情，在我们这个祷告的中心的里面，我们每天向神发出我们的哭喊。
But on the other hand, we're seeing really God's hand and how He is moving in our midst.
但是我们看见，在这期间其中，我们看见神的手在运行。
And we are encouraged also in the midst of this crisis that many of the young people are coming to pray here daily and cry out to the Lord for peace and for God's intervention in the Middle East and in Israel.
但是我们却看见很受鼓励的是，许多的年轻人来到我们的当中，来为以色列祷告，来寻求神的面，一起在这里寻求。
So it has been a very powerful time and deep time of revelations and declarations and things the Lord has been revealing. And we felt that the Lord has been showing us very, very key things that we can all unite in prayer with.
所以我们感觉到这个时间是非常大有能力的，因为我们从神那里得到启示，我们宣告，我们这是感受到神的神的同在。
So first, I want to share a relevant vision. So now we are going to shift for a moment and go into the prophetic things, so that if you also have a notebook or something, you can write these things on, and this way it can help you in a strategy of how to pray, and all of us can be on the same page.
那我想我们一会儿进入到这个先知性的这个里面，那我希望大家都能拿个 notes 记下来，我们一起跟大家分享有关如何祷告的策略性的一个我想给大家介绍一下。
Because I believe it will be maybe a little bit difficult to remember all these things, the details of the things that I will share. So it would be good to take some notes.
因为我给大家要分享一些细节是很重要的，有关帮助我们祷告，所以希望大家能够记个笔记。
So first, I will begin with a vision that the Lord gave me a year and a half ago.
我先给大家分享一个半年前神给我所看到的一个异象。
And that vision is relevant, very strongly relevant today.
我想对当今来说是很有意义的。
And that vision is about the octopus that I saw over the Middle East and the region here.
那这个意象是不是看见那个章鱼？是章鱼吧？章鱼那个手抓在这个中东的那个地图的上面。
So in the vision I saw on the 8th of June, 2022, I saw a creature like an octopus.
所以在2022年6月份的时候，在我的意象中，我就看到这样这个意象，是一个就是大章鱼。
The vision started by the lion of the tribe of Judah roaring from Zion.
所以我在这个印象开始的时候，是从就是西安看见那个犹大的狮子。
And when he roared, there were seven doors open in the heavens, and seven angels came out from these doors.
那我就是看见从天上有7个门打开，有7个天使从那里出来。
Each angel had a sword in their hands, a fiery one.
那每一个天使呢，手中都有带着火的剑。
And what happened is that these seven angels as collided their seven swords together, and it became a very big, huge sword.
那就是这3位天使将他们手中的剑放在一起，然后就变成了一个非常大的剑。
But I noticed that it was actually pointing towards something. That sword was coming down on something.
那我就是意识到他们这个剑的方向呢，指向一个什么东西。
And when I looked, I saw this huge creature of an like looks like an octopus, which had seven tentacles.
所以我看的时候，它指向是那个大章鱼。这个大章鱼呢，有七个爪子。
And these tentacles were spreading towards different nations. Each tentacle had a feet an existence there in one of these nations.
那这个七个爪子呢，就似乎在指向不同的国家。
And the nations were Russia, Ukraine, Iran, Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, and Turkey.
哎呀，我现在记不住啊，
Russia, Russia.
对，那有七个国家哈，有俄国，有伊朗，有我你可就 name one by one，
Yes，Russia，
啊，俄国，
Ukraine。
这个乌干达，
Iran,
伊朗，
Syria,
叙利亚，
Iraq,
伊拉克，
Lebanon, and Turkey.
黎巴嫩和土耳其。
Yes, I put it also in the chat.
所以我就把它放在一个图上面。
Yeah, these are the nations there.
这
I
是具体国
also
家。
a link here of the whole vision. If you want to review it back again, it's written with photo and everything. It's in the chat here.
以保证你们看到这个图，我所画的图。
It's a link to our website.
这个是跟在我们的这个 website 上面。
So what happened is that this sword was pointing basically towards the head of that octopus.
所以这个剑的头呢，指向这个大章鱼的头。
And then I heard from the Lord that now is enough for these tentacles to keep on being cut, because every time a tentacle of an octopus is being cut, it regrows again.
所以呢，就是我发现用这个剑去去砍的时候，每次砍的时候呢，就他们就又分开。
And the Lord was after the head of the octopus.
所以呢，我就砍到那个章鱼的头，
So there were seven tentacles.
所以那里有七个章鱼。
But a normal octopus has eight tentacles.
那然后它又扩展
So
到8个了。
we kept praying and asking the Lord, Lord, where is the eighth one,
所以我就祷告说：“神啊，那这第八个是哪一个呀？”
I never had actually an answer, but when the situation took place with this war, I understood that the eighth one was in Israel. In the Hamas area, of course, where Hamas is.
所以我有很多的祷告。那这一次的战争呢，我就有个这个答案。这个第八个呢，实际在以色列里面，那就是哈马斯这个恐怖。
It was like a hidden tentacle that was spreading and coming into Israel. It's the Hamas existence in the land.
所以就像这个哈马斯存在这个地图上，以色列地图上一样，从这个八个角又合在一起。
So the Lord was after the head of the octopus.
所以神呢是对着这个章鱼的头，
So we kept on praying about this vision.
所以我就继续为我这个意象来祷告。
Interestingly, a day after I got this vision,
所以很有趣的是，我得了这个 vision 的一天之后。
Israel released an article in Jerusalem Post.
那以色列就释放了一个信息，
Saying that Israel now is implementing the octopus strategy.
以色列正在进行的是这个章鱼的策略。
And it says there, that article says that Israel is fed up of cutting the tentacles. She is after the head.
所以呢，这个以色列正在砍这些章鱼的爪子。那现在以色列针对的是这个头。
That was clearly the Lord confirming that what we saw in the spirit is truly taking place happening in the Middle East.
所以这个很清楚的向我们显明，是我在意象中灵里面所看见的，在以色列正在发生。
And I believe that the head of that octopus is actually Iran and Russia.
所以我相信这个章鱼的头呢是俄国和伊朗。
So I believe that as we continue to pray in this crisis that we are in,
所以我相信，在我们继续为这个危机来祷告到最后的时候，
we are to pray that the Lord will cut, he will bring his sword, the sword of the spirit, and cut the thrones of evil and dismantle the thrones of evil over these two nations specifically.
所以我相信说，借着我们的祷告，借这件事的发生，神要把这个借着这个恶行的两个头哈，要被砍，要把它砍掉。
There are thrones of evil that are operating in a big way in these two nations that feeding the rest of these tentacles.
So 这个恶的宝座呢， 实际上是在释放一些事情给这些其他的爪子。
And today we saw also that most of these tentacles has come against Israel.
所以我们现在看见有十个方面来攻击以色列。
And some of them already have sent missiles and they're threatening to send more missiles.
那他们带下了更大的这个威胁。
And Iran would be one of the biggest of this feeding the supplies of the evil that is being, you know, especially the weapons and all of that being sent, all of it from Iran.
啊，所有这些供提供给这些一邪恶行为的提供这些资源的应该是从伊朗。
And I believe it's a war really, with the Lord is warring now with the Prince of Persia.
所以神正在与这个波斯军的魔王正在征战。
So in the first 21 days of the war, we felt that the Lord was telling us that in the day of the 21st, there will be some kind of a breakthrough.
所以我们相信经过这个21天的战争之后，我们将会有突破。
Especially according to what took place in Daniel 10, that after 21 days of fasting, the Lord sent the help.
所以经过这21天的禁食之后，神要砍断那个头。
And Gabriel and Michael were intervening in that war against the Prince of Persia.
列百加和 Mark 好，他是就是在帮助我们的征战。
So we believe that there was a shift taking place after 21 days. Many were really fasting and crying out to the Lord. We were praying and crying out to the Lord. And interestingly, on the 21st day, Israel entered into Gaza, the ground invasion.
所以那个经过21天的祷告和禁食，更多人加入这样的祷告之后，这个突破就看见了，就是以色列正好在21天之后进入了加沙。
Part of the major things that we were praying for during these days were really most of it is going low and repenting before the Lord.
所以在这二十天的祷告当中，我们最主要的事情就是来到神的宝座面前，对面对神来认罪悔改。
Really repenting, you know, for the witchcraft, for the bloodshed, for the operation of. Of witchcraft in the land of Israel because of idolatry in Israel.
所以我们很多的祷告就是为这个在以色列所猖獗的我那个巫术的形式和这流无辜人血的这个罪，那还有许多污秽的罪。
Those of you who don't know that festival, music festival. That was taking place in Israel when everyone was slaughtered was totally. A pagan festival.
那我们知道那个发生最大的血腥事件的那个音乐节，实际上那个节日是一个外邦人的崇拜偶像的节日。
It was so painful to see so many killed there in this festival, and it was actually glorifying Buddha and all kinds of very weird, you know, idols. So that was purely, I would say, a gap in the spirit realm that the enemy has seized and came against to attack Israel.
所以从那件事情让我们看到心里想到痛心，因为看到这么多的人的生命丧失，而那些行动呢所发生的事情让我们看见真的是荣耀那些假神佛教啊，这些偶像，真的是让仇敌得胜一样。
So there was really a situation where Israel has left her God and exalted other gods in the midst of the land.
所以就让人看见说，在以色列的这块土地上面，他们所带下的这个情形，就是他们在敬拜其他的偶像和假神。
So I believe that we should really now pray that the Lord will touch the Jewish people and the Arab people, that they would return and have a revelation of their Messiah.
所以我们在这里，我相信在这里很重要的一个祷告就是为以色列祷告，让他们还有其他的人祷告，让他们回到这个神的心中来看见他们的弥赛亚，他们的救赎主。
That the Lord will destroy these foreign gods and these foreign altars that other gods being exalted there.
所以我们要摧毁外邦人的神和这些偶像啊，特别他们所在那里带下的那个祭坛，要摧毁这些。
So we took time to repent before the Lord, also as Arabs, for the bloodshed that took place for our Jewish family.
所以我们就特别的来为他忏悔、来祷告、悔改啊，特别是也是为以色列人他们所流了血。
And also we had some of our Messianic Jewish family come to us, and they repenting also for the bloodshed that's taking place against the Arabs in Gaza.
所以，他们以色犹太人的基督徒也来到我们当中，一起为这事情悔改啊！也是为在加沙所失去的阿拉伯人生命所流的血啊，还有以色列人他们所流无辜人的血的罪来悔改祷告。
And when we talk about the Arabs here, we talk always about the innocent blood because we don't talk about the terrorists. We talk about those very innocent civilians that just need peace and want to live.
所以我们也为阿拉伯那些这个流无辜人的那些人血被流的人的那些来祷告，却有的人没有谈到这个哈马斯恐怖分子的行为。
So we cried out to the Lord that Israel would return back to her God.
所以我们在神面前为他们哭喊，愿以色列人回到神的面前。
No matter, dear family, how glorious and how strong the Israeli army is, there is only one God that can deliver this nation from that many enemies surrounding her.
所以就是来为以色列祷告，为这个家，为他们这个军队能够被神来使用，真正能够摆脱的这些攻击，多方的攻击，是来依靠上帝。
That Israel will say some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
有人说靠马，有人说靠车，但是我们要来依靠耶和华的名。
That was in Psalm 20 and verse 7.
这在诗篇。20:7。
So for this prayer, in fact, we felt that it was there was some kind of an answer the Lord is bringing now.
所以我们感觉到这样的祷告，好像是带出了神对我们的祷告的回应。
There were two very encouraging things I want to share with you happened.
So 有两件事情非常的鼓励我们，我想跟你们分享。
The first thing is I would like for us to pray for Monday, this coming Monday, the 6th.
所以我要鼓励大家为将来的星期一，就是11月6号来祷告。
The reason is that for the first time in the history of the nation of Israel, the rabbis has called for a national day of prayer.
因为这是第一次以色列他拉比出来呼召以色列全民来一起祷告。
This is unprecedented. We have never heard about something like this before.
过去我们从来没有听到这样子的一个非常强调的一件事情发生。
That everyone is calling prayer for help from the Lord
所以，
to protect Israel and deliver the Jewish people.
呼召所有的人来向神来呼求、哭求，让神来拯救以色列，帮助犹太人。
So the Psalm 27 is actually getting some, fulfillment in this call of national prayer.
所以诗篇27篇，就是可以帮助我们，可以了解这个呼召，来祷告的呼召。
So that we can pray that they would receive a revelation of their Messiah. As they cry out for help, the Lord Jesus will appear to them.
所以，我们在这个为祷告的时候，就求主来向他们显现，让他们可以看见救主耶稣基督。
Right from the beginning of this war, we understood that the enemy was coming after the harvest.
我们知道，在一开始的时候，这个战争发生，我们是意识到的，是仇敌是对着那个大灵魂大丰收这个事件的。
Since June, we have been prophesying that the great harvest is coming to Israel and the Middle East.
所以我们有这样的先知的话语说，在6月份的时候就看见大丰收要临到以色列。
Even in our last Arab Deborah's Rising Women Conference, we had in September, 2 weeks before the war.
在2个星期之前，战争之前，我们就有阿拉伯的妇女的一个聚集的聚会，是为着是丰收的。
The Lord spoke to us that one of the major themes we want to bring to the women is that we commission them for the harvest.
一个很重要的事情在大会的里面，就是神告诉我们要来差派一群大群的妇女为丰收预备的。
In fact, we gave every woman as a token of remembrance that she would remember her mission. We gave each one a bouquet of wheat, representing the harvest coming.
所以我们在会众的时候，我们就来差遣这些所有的姐妹们、妇女，给她们一个那个穗麦穗来预表这个大丰收。
So I believe there is a great harvest coming to the Jews and the Arabs here in the nation of Israel and also the Middle East.
所以我们相信，神的这个大丰收时节将来到以色列人当中和阿拉伯人当中就在这个时刻了。
But we know also from history that every time there is a great harvest coming forth, the enemy tries to come to abort it by igniting premature wars, to stop the mission and the commission.
但是从历史的经验，我们知道，当我们要面临这个大丰收的时候，仇敌总是想来做破坏，特别是想借用一个不成熟的战争，想来使这个丰收时节，流产一样。
We saw that happening in the First World War, where also many of the missionaries couldn't be thrust out to the fields of harvest because of the Great War, and many died actually in the World War One.
所以，我们从第一次世界大战，我们就知道，因着那个世界大战发生之后，许多的一些这个属灵上的运动呢被停止，以至于很多的灵魂就被失望，就被失去了，所以没有得到该得到的这个灵魂丰收的一个结果。
So the enemy tries to come after the birthing.
所以，仇敌是来跟着想来破坏所有的这些。
And that's what the Lord showed me that I saw that vision of a woman that was in deep pain and in travail.
所以神给我看到这样的一个意象，就是看见妇女的那个屈劳、生产的难产的那个祷告状
And
态。
she's about to give birth.
所以这些姐妹要生产，
But she was surrounded with so many enemies that struck after the child.
但是在她的四围却有多方的被攻击，想来抢夺她要生的孩子。
It reminds us really of Revelation 12 situation.
所以这就是一个我们所看见的受启示之后，
The
的感
woman
受。
who is pregnant with a man child and the dragon comes after her.
所以就像启示录12章里面所说的那个妇女，当她要生产的时候，那个龙追着她。
But the Lord sent the woman in Revelation 12 the help of the eagles that came to carry her and protect the child.
但是在启示录12章，我们就看见，那个神差派了那个鹰来保护他所生下的孩子。
So I believe that our dear family, you and others, our global family, especially our Chinese family, you are like these eagles that the Lord is sending.
所以我相信，对于我们全球的这个属灵的家庭，特别是华人的家庭，我相信，这个神差派的人，你们就像那个鹰一样，来保护这个中东的要生产的孩子。
And especially our Chinese family that carries this strong anointing of a midwife to push us forth, Arabs and Jews here in the land, to birth God's purposes and kingdom.
那我相信说，上帝呼召华人，特别是做一个这样子催产妇的这样的一个角色，为这个中东这个部分的灵魂大丰收和全球的大丰收。
So every time there is a great birthing taking place and birthing pangs, the serpent comes and the dragon comes against the woman with a man child.
所以每一次当我们在面临这个灵魂大丰收这个生产的痛苦的时候，这个龙的权势就来想来破坏。
And we felt that the Lord was telling us that he is intending from this war, he wants to cut the head of that serpent.
所以我们感受到神有这样的一个意愿，就借着这个战争，神要把这个章鱼的头要砍掉。
He wants to release that sword of the spirit into the head of that octopus.
所以他要释放属灵的剑，插入这个章鱼的头。
But that really needs a corporate intercession from the nations.
所以这个需要这个极大的合一的从列国一起的这个强有力的合一的祷告。
Because it actually involves different many nations in this vision.
因为这个意象呢，介入很多不同国家。
So it is really an Esther moment.
所以这是一个以斯帖的时刻。
Many around the world are now also fasting and praying as Esthers are rising worldwide.
所以在全球借着这个禁食祷告，神兴起了这个以斯帖在列国。
We took part also in this Esther fast.
所以我进入了。也介入了这样子的部分的以斯帖的禁食祷告，是作为一部分的力量。
And the Lord told us, Rania, I have already extended the scepter to the Esthers. Take your position and release the decrees.
他说 ，Irina， 那个神已经告诉你了，那现在就是要站到这个位置上面，站到以斯帖的位置上面，来做成就神要成就的事情。
You wanted to say something, Joylin? I saw you unmuting.
Oh, no, I just wanted to pronounce your name.
Sorry.
Rania.
Rania.
You did a good job. 非常好 Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel. Yeah, so it's an Esther moment, dear family.
所以这是一个以斯帖的时刻。
So the Lord is calling the Esthers worldwide right now.To stand behind Israel and release the scepter of his decrees to reverse that decree from death to life.
所以神向全球的以斯帖来呼召，一起联合在一起做这个祷告，来释放宣告神在这个时刻要做的事情。
So Esther must rise up at this moment.
所以在这个时刻，以斯帖必须要站起来。
To bring the vengeance over the Haman spirit that's coming against the land here and the whole Middle East.
So, 一起来征战，来战胜这个哈马斯背后的这个灵，他们想来攻击以色列，破坏以色列的事情。
And we see these terrorist organizations are in like this alignment with the Haman spirit.
所以我们看见这个恐怖分子，他们想与这个哈马的 spirit 灵呢，要想联合在一起。
We have Hamas, we have the Hezbollah in the north, Hamas in the south.
什么队员？
我没听清楚，请I'm sorry, could you speak again? The north.
We have the Hamas group is in the southern part of Israel, and we have the Hezbollah in the northern part of Israel, and other.Places also Syria and Iraq. These terrorist groups are positioned there.
好，所以我们看见这些仇敌在各方，南边的有哈马斯，北边的有真主党，还有叙利亚这些伊朗那边旁边，他们聚在一起，想要来。
And they are equivalent to the Haman spirit. They carry that Haman spirit.
所以他们所带的就是哈门的那个灵。
So that's why what's taking place now is many of the nations around the globe, as we see all of the sudden an explosion of anti-Semitic spirit began to happen all over the world.
所以你就看见在全球各个角落里面就兴起了一个强烈的反犹太人的这个权势出来。
Haman is trying and releasing that hatred anti-Semitic spirit. to remove the Jews and remove Israel off of the map.
So this Haman's spirit is to bring this Israel extermination.
Definitely, Haman's plans and strategies will come to nothing because we have a great God.
但是我们知道，这他们他的策略，他的阴谋是不可得逞的，因为我们的神是伟大的神。
So I am, as I share, I am explaining strategies and things how we can combat these things and to understand the dynamics taking place in the spirit.
所以我将这个意向，我的这个策略，神给我的给大家分享，以致我们在回头看的时候，就可以理解现在所发生的事情。
We don't glorify what the enemy is doing. We glorify the God of Israel.
我们不荣耀仇敌的作为，但是我们却荣耀以色列的神，我们的神的做一切的作为。
So the end of the story of Esther is very known.
所以我们知道，在以色列最那个里面的最后的故事，大家都很知道。
And the reversal will take place.
这个将要翻转。
The turnaround that God will bring in the story will take place.
所以神要带下他的故事。
But the Lord is saying, though, for this to take place, exactly what Mordecai said to Esther.
所以这个主告诉我们说，这个时候所说的，就像摩底盖对以色列所说的，对以斯帖所说的话，在这个时刻。
Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time like this?
谁知道你到这个时刻，正是这个时刻呢？神把你带到这个位分。
Would you take your position?
你要不要站到你的位置上面
？So that's why I encourage you, dear family, that you carry such a very powerful voice.
所以我鼓励家人们，你们所带有的、所携带的是非常全有能力的声音。
And the Chinese Esther is very needed in this battle to combat that spirit of abortion that's trying to come against the child.
所以华人的以斯帖，这时候是非常被需要的，因为你们所发出的声音要来截止这个仇敌的这个作为，想来带出流产的这个作为。
Because ultimately the war is over the harvest and Jesus.Rewards from the nation of Israel and from the Middle East. His reward, the reward of his suffering, is the harvest that's coming forth.
所以这个战争实际上要带来一个全这个在中东的灵魂大丰收的季节。
So we must pray that these spirits that are thirsty for blood to be cut off and these demonic thrones over these nations to be restrained.
所以我们要对，所以我们要砍断把这个以邪灵他要饥渴这个人的无辜人血的这个邪恶的动机要把它砍断。
And as you understand here in the octopus vision, it's totally speaking about an Esther moment with that sword coming on the head of that octopus.
所以这个时刻是以色列的时刻，就是这个剑要刺入这个章鱼的头的时刻。
One of these tentacles of this octopus is spread towards the northern part of Israel.
所以这个章鱼的一个爪子也伸到那个以色列的北部。
And there positioned a military army that's stronger than Hamas called Hezbollah, as you are aware.
所以在北部的这个邪恶的势力呢，是强于在南部的这个哈马斯这个恐怖分子，大家是知道的。
So we have been pounding here for 27 days, in the house of prayer, crying out to the Lord that the northern gate will stay shut, that there will be no more missiles coming in the long range missiles coming into Israel to destroy civilians.
所以我们在这个祷告中，在27天之内，我们祷告说，这个北部的这个势力呢，不被兴起，不给他们机会，发那些长导弹、短导弹来攻击以色列的这些民众。
So a war is taking place right now in the northern part of Israel, but it's not coming for a long range. Thank God, the Lord is restraining that.
所以在北部我们知道也发生战争，但是他们还不能够来发长的导弹来进入以色列里面。
And yesterday, Hassan Nasrallah has spoken and released a speech for in the Middle East here. As I don't know if you have heard about it.
昨天他说的是哪一个人？我不太熟悉。他发表了那个讲话。Jolin那个他说是谁？那个谁说发表讲话？
So Nasrallah is the chief commander of this Hezbollah.
真主党。真主党。啊，那个他们发出了这个跟伊朗的这个一些话语。And
what happened before is the Lord showed me that He actually chose His speech in kind of alignment with their ideology in the Shiite Islamic Islam, you know. You need to understand why he chose that speech and that time.
所以你会知道这个真主党的领袖发出这个话语，在为什么在那个时刻，他是实际上想跟这些拜偶像的这后面那些权势呢，这个对齐。
So as I was reading and researching, I found out that he chose the 3rd of November yesterday.
所以我做了一些研究，发现。 他选择了十一月三号，那个时候是对这个是一个特别的时刻，对这个阿拉伯一这个一对他们的特别的一个时刻哈。So
the 3rd of November,
十一月三号
his first speech,
第一次说话
at 3 o'clock,
在3点钟。
So we're talking about 313.
So it's 我们谈到这里有三个三.
313.
三个 one, yes. 三个三.
And the reason for that is because the Shiites believe in their ideology.
因为他之所以这样讲，他是相信那个拜偶像的事情.
That this is the number of the commanders that will come alongside the Mahdi when he returns to help release his people from oppression.
所以他是借着这个命令发命给他们的他的人，有关要命令要发出来。And
the Mahdi is like their Messiah, like Muhammad. They have the Mahdi. The Shiite has the Mahdi. You know, this is their prophet. All right.
所以这穆斯林的头，就像穆罕默德一样的，叫Mandi，是他们的头一样。So
they believe like their Messiah is coming to deliver them from the oppression and the chaos they are in.
所以他们也在相信他们的弥赛亚，他们的救赎主要被释放过来。So
they believe this eschatological chaotic, let me call it chaotic ideology of eschatology. They have their own eschatology, okay?
所以他们有他们自己的一个像异教的学说一样的，他们在相信求他们的救赎主来帮助他们。So
3 days before his speech, we took fast Easter fast here in the house of prayer.
所以在这个三天前，我们就进行了以斯帖的禁食祷告。Because
we wanted to pray that he would be restrained and he will not declare a bigger war over Israel.
因为我们要来借着这个祷告来使他的那个要宣告，对以色列发出战争灭绝他的这个不能够成就。And
the reason I'm sharing all of this because there's a strategy behind that.
我之所以跟你们分享这一切，是因为在这之后有一个策略性的东西。2
days before I asked the Lord, how can we combat that, Lord? How can we fight that? The way they are aligning themselves with their demonic ideology, how can we cancel this?
所以我就跟神祷告说，我们如何的借着祷告，再回到这里的时候，能够来取消他们这个行为，他们跟他们的这个偶像的背后的那个策略。And
I love how the Lord does these things because He has always answered in His word. The sword of the Lord is always ready to cut through the enemy.
因为神会回答我们的祷告，当我们回到神的话语里面的时候，他的圣灵的宝剑，就是会要来刺透神，刺透这个恶者。And
the Lord spoke to me, the Lord spoke to me from Habakkuk 3:13-15.
所以神借着哈巴谷书对我3章13到15节对我说话。
And it says there,
他说道,
look how powerful that is. We declared that a day before his speech, 2 days before his speech, and we released the sword of the Lord over that. And I would love for you to take these verses and also keep on decreeing it during the days to come.
哈巴古书。 三章十三十五.
So the verses are.
Wait for me, huh?
Rachel, are you?
Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to get it. 哈巴古书，我们可以看三章的十三到十五十几节.
Habakkuk, I'm writing this here, family. Okay, on the chat.
三章十三十五节，我来读哈。 So I read 哈 ，Irina， 你出来要拯救你的百姓，拯救你的受膏者，打破恶人家长的头，露出他的脚，直到颈项。你用敌人的戈矛刺透他战士的头，他们来如旋风，要将我们分散。他们所喜爱的是暗中吞吃平民。你乘马践踏红海，就是践踏汹涌的大水。这哈巴古书。
Yes, 13 to 15, yes?
13到15节.
So it's a very powerful verse.
这是有力的神的话语.
Which declares his own arrows going through the enemy and to that he is coming to deliver and save his people.
宣告说，他那个箭头哈，戈矛要刺透这些仇敌的头。
And the Lord's promise is to strike the head from the house of the wicked. Again, we talk about the head, right?
Remember? 那头，对吧？那个恶人家长的头。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And also that he is saying to us that the Lord is releasing his whirlwinds to scatter the enemy.
所以他要借着他的风来将仇敌打散。
And the Lord is coming with his chariots, the horses.
所以神要以乘马，带着趁着马要来。
The angelic help that's coming.
所以天使的帮助将要来临。
In the heap of great waters, in the midst of such crisis, in the midst of trouble.
所以在这个大海之中，在这个灾难的这个汹涌的大水之时。
The Lord has a way, and he is going to part the sea for his people.
所以神有他的方法，他要为他的百姓打开红海。So
if you can take this verse and keep on uniting with us to declare it as you pray for Israel.
所以我期盼着你们在一起为我们一起祷告的时候，为以色列祷告的时候，用这些经节来跟我们一起站立，来宣告。I
believe this is one of the major swords that the Lord wants to keep on wielding before the enemy.
所以这就是上帝给我们一个策略，就是我们一起用剑来对着仇敌来挥舞。So
I want just to say that the sum of the speech of this chief commander of Hezbollah.
我们看见这些一些真主党这些人所发出的这些头所发出的一些话语。
He was threatening Israel, but thankfully he did not declare war instantly in his speech.
他的话语的当中只是来恐吓以色列人，他并没有来做一个什么宣战。He
has been sending missiles from the north, but he did not say anything about escalating right now.
好，所以他从北部发出一些飞弹，但是还没有发出这个战争的呼吁。So
the reason I share these things because we have to pray that the Lord will continue to restrain the enemy. And control that evil so that we don't get in a very big, wider regional war, which will take us into World War III.
所以我们在这里祷告，就是让神来控制这些恶势力，让他们不要发更大的战争，以致引起第三世界大战。Because
I believe the Lord still have much to do, and there is lots needs to take place. Especially with the harvest coming in.
因为我相信主还有许多的事情要做啊，特别是在这个大丰收来临之前。
So we need to keep on praying for the salvation of the Muslims during this time, and even these Islamic fanatic groups that they will have an encounter with Jesus.
好，所以我们要继续的为这个穆斯林的丰收灵魂得救来祷告啊，即使是这些后面背后有极大的黑暗势力的。
We need to continue to cry out to the Lord that the Lord will meet His people, that they would see Him whom they have pierced. There will be a revelation of the Messiah for the Jewish people.
所以我们要来哭喊，为这穆斯林和以色列百姓来祷告，让他们在能够甚在异象中看到耶稣，神他们的救赎主。
We must pray that the Jewish people come back and repent.
所以我们为犹太人来祷告，让他们悔改，来到神面前。
That the spirit of Elijah, a turning of hearts, the spirit of Elijah will be poured out, and many will turn back to the Lord.
所以那个神的灵来降临，使更多的人能够回到神的面前，得着救恩。
There was a very moving speech of a woman in the Knesset, in the parliament of Israel.
在以色列有一位神所使用的一个姐妹她的讲话大有能力。
That was unprecedented. I've never heard something like this in my life.
所以她的强调我从来没有听过。
This woman comes up in the Knesset and gives a very moving speech that actually left me with much tears.
那这个姐妹带着非常的一个passion 哈，这个同情的心，发出她的话语。我从来没有听过以色列姐妹有这样说的。我听了以后就是这泪流满面。
And this lady is a member of the parliament.
Member of parliament. 这个她是什么的成员？是真主党成员。
And she said about the woman who
国会，
国会成员。OK，
这类国会，
国会成员。好，这女士。
So this woman was speaking about this one of the girls that was delivered out of the you know she was a hostage and she was delivered out of Gaza.
这个讲到的是一个女孩子，她是人质中的其中一位，从在加沙里被释放出来。
So the story behind this girl was that her mother was going into her room with the Torah, with the Bible, the big Torah, you know, how the Jewish people take the Torah over their shoulder. And she would enter into her room and cry out to the Baruch Hashem, meaning the blessed one, to God, to the God of Israel, to deliver her girl.
这个女孩的故事背后就是讲到，这个母亲她拿着这个 Tara 进入这个女孩的屋子里面来，跟她说，这个救主，这个被蒙祝福的这一位，就是来拯救以色列的。
And they showed this video of this mom praying, crying to the Lord with all the rest of the family, deliver my daughter, Lord, deliver my daughter.
所以这个母亲就这个 video 里面所显示的，就是这个母亲在哭喊，在呼求，向神来呼求，来求上主能够来释放，来解救她的女儿。
And she ends her prayer in the midst of this crisis, and her daughter is not there with her. She says, "I love you, I love you, God."
那在这个最后的时候呢，这个他的女儿并没有跟他在一起，他在里面就最后结束祷告的时候，他就说，神啊，我爱你。
And this woman in the parliament sees this video.
所以这个姐妹在这个她的 apartment 呢，看到这样子一个这个图这个节目。
And apparently after the mother's prayer, in a total miracle, the army of Israel finds her daughter in the midst of Gaza, and they return her.
所以在这个祷告的过程当中呢，就是同时发生一个这样奇迹，这个女孩呢就被释放出来了，就是借着这个哭喊祷告，
What a miracle! They said it was an impossibility that she could be found that easy.
所以那个是别人都知道，这个女孩被发现从人质里被释放出来是不可能的事情。
So this member of the parliament is standing there and giving her speech and saying, that to speaking directly to the mom of this girl who cried out to God that she was so jealous of her faith.
所以呢，这个女子呢，在这个Congress的女子就说到，她说她非常的嫉妒这个母亲能够这样子在神的面前来祷告、哭求啊、而且带着这样的一个热情爱啊、为她的女儿解救来祷告，竟然发生这样的奇迹的事情。
That she was deeply moved by the faith and the love that she had to God, even in the midst of crisis, and also praising God for the miracle of the return of this girl back into her home.
所以这个女士的讲话的里面就讲到说，这样的被触摸到，看到这样的一个母亲有这样子的信心啊、这样子的一个爱心啊、这样子的一个大的能力的祷告，能够将她的女儿释放出来，让他们经历到这样子一个神迹奇事。
So dear family, such a message never was released from the parliament of Israel, talking about God and loving God and having faith in him, and he's the God of miracles.
所以在这个国会的里面，从来没有发出这样子的一个信息，讲到他们对神有这样的爱啊、这样子的一个信心啊、这样子的一个祷告啊、这样的形式。
So God is doing something in the, you know, behind the scenes that we don't understand, but definitely we see that he is moving in the hearts of the Jewish people.
所以我们就看见在这个背后神所做的事情，神借着所有的事情呢，来在以色列人的心中做一个动工。
Because in the past few months, it was very, very bad situation in Israel with all the division taking place between the parties.
因为在过去的这些日子里面，对以色列人来说是非常非常非常不容易的，在历史当中他们是没有经历的。Then
I believe that division has opened the door for this attack to come in into Israel.
所以我相信借着这样的一个机会，神在为以色列人他们在开门，开机会。And
in that same parliament, everyone was shouting and screaming to each other and cursing each other inside the parliament.
所以他们在这个国会的里面就彼此的欢呼欢庆，fighting
over so many national issues.
他们在面对着所有的这个国内国会的里面国家的里面所面对的一些问题。And
now God is using this crisis to release a voice and a message of hope and love. And a message of faith coming out of the parliament of Israel is a total miracle.
所以从以色列的国会的里面借着这个战争和释放出一个爱，释放一个信心，甚至释放欢呼，是很少见的，是神的作为。So
all that to say, I'm saying all of that to encourage everyone and also give you not only the bad news, but gives you also the good news of what God is doing, and how can you partner with us in prayer with the strategy that I shared with you?
所以我先不仅是跟你们分享坏的消息，我更在这里跟你们分享美好的消息，是神在正在作为的消息。特别是我跟你们分享这些祷告的策略，就期盼着你们跟我们一起来用这个策略来祷告。So
you could be praying also with us for strength and grace. For also the believers here in the land to take the right stand with God and to pray here and to be like Esther's for our people.
所以就是来为我们祷告，像以色列一样为我们祷告，让我们可以来有力量啊、可以站立得住在时刻。And
that we would be ready to bring the gospel to those who are in need here in Israel, to bring the good news of Jesus. Of Yeshua and their Messiah, that we could really, as Arabs, also become the light for the Jewish people and be provoke them into jealousy. And that's our moment, I believe, as Arab people.
所以我相信这是我们的时刻，我们把这个耶稣这个美好的消息啊，这个也是他们所盼望的弥赛亚带到以色列人当中，还有阿拉伯人当中，更是借着这个神的作为，使以色列人心里面发出这个嫉妒，使他们发愤。But
you need to know also that there is that it's not easy for us here because Israel also. Is very cautious for with all the Arabs in the land because now they are so doubtful and in a deep pain and any person who's an Arab, they feel they, you know, they, you sense the rejection instantly.
所以也特别为我们祷告，我们在这里非常的不容易，因为以色列当中在深度的这个痛苦的里面，他们心中充满了怀疑，对阿拉伯人没有任何的信任，所以特别为我们祷告，我们很不容易。But
I would like to ask you that we pray even more now that God will bring unity, deeper unity between the Jews and the Arabs. Even it looks like it's more difficult than it was before. But I believe God is going to melt the hearts of both the Jew and the Arab because of the crisis.
那我祈求你们给我们更多的祷告，就是求主借这个机会，使以色列的和这个阿拉伯的基督徒可以更深层的合一连接在一起。And
as you all know, we have been working with Jews and Arabs since 2007. So it has been for many years, we're plowing and praying and building bridges.
所以你知道，我们在这里，在这个10月7号之前，我们就已经在为着很撑住祷告，为求主来建立一个桥梁在阿拉伯人和以色列人当中。So
this is, I believe, our moment as Arabs that we would shine, that we would carry the hope and the love to our Jewish family, and we would bring them their Messiah and tell them about the love and the hope that we have in our hearts. Even if it looks like it's very difficult right now.
所以即使在这个非常不容易的时刻，对我们阿拉伯的这个也是给我们的一个机会，那就是将神的爱来带给以色列，因着耶稣基督，使得我们可以更深的联合。So
please really I ask your prayers for wisdom for us, for protection for the Arab, you know, family here, for us to be to wake up and take our place as Esther's, also to pray for the young people for strength and courage to keep on standing on the walls and really be the light in this nation.
所以也特别为我们祷告，求主给我们这些阿拉伯的基督徒有智慧，被保护，同时也兴起，在这个时候站立在以斯帖的这个位置上面，为着从神而得来的这个力量。 能够站稳,
our love will be so strong that nothing will quench this love. That no borders, nothing will be able to stop this love from spreading. That we will continue to be a one family standing together, even stronger in such crisis.
让我们可以有更强壮的爱，在这个危机的时刻，让我们可以把这个神的爱呢，更多的被传递出去，让更多的以色列人可以感受到。
And the last thing before I close, I want to say that please pray for the cutting of the supply line of the enemy. The cutting of the supply line of the enemy.
所以我们呢，就请大家特别的为我们祷告，这是最后的祈求哈，就是求主把这个他们的仇敌的所有的这些供应线，能够被铲除，砍掉。
That means that the enemy receives supplies. We're talking about supplies of weapons and all the supplies that comes from the darkness, the dark principalities of supplying these nations with weapons for destruction. That this supply for Hezbollah, for Hamas, for all these radical groups to be cut.
所以我们就是祷告这些仇敌、这些恶人，不能够提供这些供应，包括武器啊，其他的供应，这些是从黑暗的权势，从这些魔军的国度，他们想来灭绝以色列的这些背后的势力，就是要斩除、断绝这所有的供应。Especially
from what Prince of Persia is feeding the rest of the tentacles.
特别是从波斯军魔军那里所提供的这些供应给这个章鱼的七个角的。As
we said that the head of the octopus needs to be eliminated so that the tentacles can die.
所以我们就祷告这个章鱼的头呢被轻灭，被剿灭，以至于其他的身体就会被灭掉了。
So please pray for the cutting of the supply line of the enemy.
所以特别就为这些仇敌的砍断这个仇敌的所有的这些供应来祷告。
I believe that we covered a lot right now, Joylin, and I don't want to overwhelm more. We have lots more maybe later, but as of now, I think we covered a lot, and I believe that the family can take this and run with it for now.
啊，所以 Joylin 在我刚才所说的，我已经很多了。我相信说家人们应该是可以接受这一些，也许我就停在这个地方。
哇，谢谢。